Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Reloading with Brittany Scoville. I am your motherfucking freaking host, Brittany Scoville, and today it's going to be a solo podcast, but we have Austin here hosting me. He's waving. You can talk.
Hello.
What the fuck? Like, you have a freaking mic at your boobie. Does it talk? Anyways, we put out on Instagram that we're going to do a Q&A for the next episode. So that's what we're going to do today. And Austin's going to read me the questions. I have 30 seconds to answer them honestly. And I don't know what the questions are going to be. Also, do you like the new hair? 24 inches. I didn't think I could take 24 inches.
Oh.
Okay. All right. First question.
Well, obviously, we're going to start out with, do you still garden?
I garden every single day. Yes, for sure.
Every single day.
And my reasoning is, I clearly have ADHD. I feel like every person has a form of ADHD in some way. And a lot of people are medicated for it. And I don't want to have to depend on a drug or a pill to take every single day to feel like I don't function normally without it. And I don't think that I need, you know, weed or gardening to function properly. But it relaxes me. There's different strands. I'll, you know, do the S during the day. If I'm stressed out, it makes me more productive. And then at night, which usually I just typically stick to in the couch every single night. But I've been learning how to maneuver around using S throughout the day.
30 seconds.
Okay, fine. Next.
_ Haley.may said, what do you think the secret is to having a happy, well-working relationship? I love you guys so much. We love you, Haley.
I think the secret is to just stay, like, it's so easy to say, but just stay committed. If you have thought, like, if you guys get in a disagreement and you think that it's the end of the world, or you want to break up with him, or you think you're having thoughts of breaking up with him because of this disagreement, that's not the mindset to have. And if you know the person you're dating is someone that you want to eventually marry, you know, why would you just have a different mindset and outlook on your relationship and just always be there for each other? Even though emotionally you might not want to be there for them, you still have to.
Boon.mega said, how did y'all know you were the one for each other?
Austin is just so gentle. He really is. Like, you see him, he used to be a big old fighter. Whatever. But you just had like this groove to you, this outlaw little beer drinker, badass Billy Bob guy. And you showed me your soft spots. You were really good at containing your anger too, which I really respected. And you're just very patient with me. I'm difficult.
Word.
Austin is so patient with me.
Preach.
Next.
I am Cameron Walling said, how do you keep your sexy sex life spicy?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I think with Austin being on the road, it helps a lot because he's not here as much. But then again, you never know what my sex drive is going to do because mom, dad, stop. Just clear through it. You never know what my sex drive is going to be like. Like some weeks I'm super, super and then some weeks I'm not. Like, he'll come home and be like, oh yeah, I just can't wait to see you. And I'm like, I can't wait to see you too. Good night. I don't know. We have the same routines. We have the same positions. We don't really like change up the positions or anything like that.
Marissa.green said, favorite or most exciting hunting story?
My favorite has to be my first deer ever. And it was in a septic tank with my uncle and my dad. It was probably 60 degrees out, and all we were doing was just laughing and having a fun time the whole time. And that's probably my favorite. Or my mom and I in Africa when she shot her Cape Buffalo because she was a taxidermist for 20 years, never shot anything in her life, goes to Africa with us. That was pretty cool.
That one did mean a lot to me as well, the one with your mom.
Maria G. Dixon.
That's my cousin.
Says, plans for this summer? ?
Plans for the summer, you know it. We've got a fishing boat, a speed boat, and a freaking pontoon. So we're going to be boozing and cruising all over this damn lake.
We're going
to
be running.
Fishing, Hannah and I, my good friend Hannah, we're going to Madison, Wisconsin for a camping, kayaking, fishing trip. So we're going to learn a lot of things and just have a fun time. A lot of fishing.
Izzy.berry07 said, what
Izzy
was
Berry?
Your...
That's Jason's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about Elva and being around her?
So, Elva is just a very well-rounded and respectable person. Like, you might see parts of her on social media where she's, you know, wild up or a crazy child or just this really strong-headed person. And she is. I'll give her all that. She is. But she also knows when it's just time, like she has her time to herself. There's many times that I've seen her where she's just chilling by herself, and she's just a very humble person, very nice to talk to, very pleasable. You want to be around Elva. She's quick to help. Easygoing. I love Elva. I think we'll see her at Stagecoach.
Chevy underscore Finkelstein. Finkelstein? Have you ever thought about hunting in Maine?
Have I ever thought about hunting in Maine? Yes. Moose, bear. I have. I don't know anybody or haven't researched anybody in Maine that does that kind of thing. But yeah, I've thought about it. And if you're from Maine and you've got connections that I might be interested in, let me know.
Tessa Holly said, how do you make sure you don't get bored of each other?
It's very cliche to say, but just keep complimenting each other. Keep flirting with each other. I think he is the sexiest fucking man alive. Every single morning, I start my days looking at him being like, good morning. How'd you sleep? You look so handsome. He's just a hunk. He's a fucking hunk.
You are so sweet.
Honestly, the other day when we did it in the morning, I think we should start doing that because that put me in a good mood and that set the tone for the rest of the day. So
I told you, dude.
If you're not a morning pegger.
Pegger?
What? Holy shit. No, not that. But if you're a morning. If you're a morning gopher. Try it. I'm not a morning person, but brother. Had a good day.
Hannah underscore Strickler 09 said, what is your favorite thing to hunt?
It's got
to
be whitetail. Yes. Just because I live in Iowa. We have the best genetics. Fight me on that. We do. Ohio, you're kind of there, but Southern Iowa's gotten it. Being raised around just big deer in the taxidermy shop, I see 200 inches every single year. So I just love whitetail. They're very interesting. And it's just a very rewarding task once you shoot, you know, a deer that you've seen for 2 years, 3 years on camera.
Sass Kiam 24 said, where did you guys meet?
We met at the Madison County Fair about 8 or 9 years ago. Madison County Fair is the county that Austin grew up in. He lived in Winterset. I lived in Indianola. We were about 30 minutes away from each other. We always had mutual friends growing up, but he was in relationships when I wasn't, and I was in relationships when he wasn't. So we just never really thought of each other being an item. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad life does that weird thing. There's still many days where I'm like,
you want a cookie?
How am I dating Austin Peebler?
Shush, dude, no way. How am I dating freaking Bob Scove?
Shush.
Gabifel Beckett said, what's the full plan for y'all's future? ?
I can't predict the future, but it's always good to have goals. My goal is to, number one, get married. Number two, buy a piece of land. And in the midst of that, try for kids. And then once we start, you know, not having kids, but once we have like a big piece of land, like my goal, ultimate goal is to save money until I don't want to save any more money. And I don't have a specific dollar sign in mind, but I want us just to buy so much fucking land. I want to build a beautiful barn dominium and raise our babies on it.
Preach. That'd be sick. That's what I want too. Officially dot underscore Caitlin said, what's a goal that you have that no one in the public eye knows about?
Let me think about this because I have a lot of goals. Some small goals would be to bring up Three Turds and Counting again. And that is our animals page. I post all the dogs and stuff on there. Another goal would be to start My Own Worth back up, which is my self-love page. I don't know why I haven't. I enjoy doing it. I love posting it. The community over there is awesome. And I know that a lot of people that listen to this podcast that have been waiting for some kind of mental health or self-love talk. And it will be here. I'm hoping to do a podcast episode about the two. Yeah, we'll go from there. Another big goal of mine is obviously to gain weight. And I wouldn't say that's like a huge goal of mine because I haven't been working my hardest at it. I think I have an eating disorder. A lot of my relationship with food is not good. It's not like how it used to be, but I'm healthy. I'm happy. That's all that matters. Yeah. I could really give a fuck less what people think about me too. Like I know I'm skinny.
I love you. Haley Ansel said, not a question, but I love hearing his advice at the end of the videos. Hey, if you ever need anything, reach out. Reach out to somebody. It never hurts to reach out. The only thing you're holding yourself back from is that answer that person's going to give you. So reach out to them and just listen.
That is so sweet. I'm sorry for all of the commotion, too. Like, Austin doesn't have his headphones in, so there's a lot of, like, unwanted sound.
We can make do. All right, so Over here, we got Bob Wire 19. Will y'all have a big wedding or maybe elope? Honeymoon? Going to be a hunt? Question mark.
Our wedding is going to be fat. There's going to be so many people there.
So thick.
And it's going to accommodate everybody's needs. There's going to be every freaking beer of choice, every wine of choice, every seltzer. Uh-huh. And you know what? I'm going to have a tent that says gardening. And so I envisioned the people that know what gardening is. You go into that booth and you share a little stick with somebody else. I'll literally have like puff puff pass. You go into that shed, brother. I'm telling you, it's going to be a fucking party. Or are we eloped? Are we lying to everybody, Austin? Have we been married this whole time?
I don't know. Ba-ba-bum. Buck and Dirty said, how did you become a hunting influencer? Question mark. Tips to get sponsorships.
I hate the word influencer. I'm not an influencer. I'm not famous. I don't care what you call me. I'm just Brittany Scoville, who decided to share her life and passion online. Anyways, how did I become a hunting influencer? I started out on social media in 2019, not as a hunter or anything like that. I just started posting random videos because there was a lack of in the hunting community. So I would throw on camo, do my best to portray the hunting industry the best I could because there wasn't any on TikTok. And over the years, I've kind of learned how to navigate and switch my content up to be more hunting. And I've learned that I have lost a lot of followers because of that, because what I post is very, I can post anything. I'll post relatable, I'll call people out, I'll do politics, I'll do relationships, stuff like that, cooking, not much, boating, hunting, everything. But I've tried to funnel and tunnel down on hunting itself, and I'm learning.
Hell yeah.
Definitely learning.
JDeck_321 said, what do you do while Austin's gone? My boyfriend has just started leaving state for work.
Everything. I do more computer work. I don't know. I just feel like I'm so much more independent without you here. A, because you're not here, and B, because when you are here, I could be independent, but I have you at my disposal. So if I need help with a big project or I need something move, I just ask you. I just ask you. So when you're not here, I appreciate how independent I can be. And I figure out that I can do stuff on my own. And when you get into a relationship, don't lose sight in who you are, because a lot of people can be so consumed in loving the other person and spending too much time with that person, and that's not always the good thing.
Jones Ryan 372019 said, how old were you when y'all started to hunt?
My brother started younger than I was because he's, you know, a boy. My dad didn't know if I was going to enjoy hunting or not. I was a dancer, so I did girly girl stuff, but I also got mixed in with the tomboy stuff because of taxidermy and because my dad hunted and he took my brother out, and I was just always around four-wheelers and guns and bows and stuff like that. And I think the clear sight for my dad, what was the question?
How old were you when y'all started to hunt?
Jeez, I could have just given you an age. Mm-hmm. 13.
13.
12, 13.
I'd say I was about 9, 10. Well, but just because I was a little skater kid growing up, I didn't have the guns and everything because we left our country house when I was mm-hmm. young. I guarantee I would have started a lot earlier if I still live in the country, but yeah.
Probably.
_ShelbyPotter said, how did you find trust again, relationship-wise?
That is such a good question. Because my ex was a piece of fucking pile of shit. That is such a good question because we started dating not long after him. But I was way the hell checked out with him. The breakup was easy with him. How did I learn to trust again? I don't know. I just, everything that you said, I just believed. Like, he's got this big, beautiful blue eyes, brother. And when you look at him, I don't know. It's just something about him. He's just this big hunk of a man. And whatever he was saying and promising me and what he wanted to do with me in our future. And I just knew he was my protector wherever he was, but like him.
You're so sweet. Haley_Roberts_ said, do you see yourself owning any livestock when you're older?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably. I don't.
A fluffy cow.
I see chickens, goats.
A fluffy cow.
The fuck we need a cow for, dude?
Just a little
They're
tiny.
They're cute, but I don't need cow. A cow.
A dwarf cow. That's fluffy.
Livestock as in like goats and cows and stuff like that? No.
Fine.
Chickens for sure. I want fresh eggs.
Yeah. Chickens are a go.
Goats. Maybe potbelly pigs. We had potbelly pigs growing up. Ooh.
Chelsea_Chris said, where would you want to go for another women's shed hunt? I say North Idaho.
That would be fun.
Muley and elk shed hunts? That'd be crazy.
I don't have the connections for that, but if I find somebody who has got some shed connections...
Could always do Colorado.
That's true. Yeah, we could.
Kayla underscore Britt said, what do you think the U.S. will be like in 6 years?
Dude, I don't know. I try to care less and less and less about U.S. politics. Life is just a breeze when you don't think about it. But then again, you have to fucking think about it. I mean, I choose to think about it because I like learning about that stuff. And I find it very interesting. But there's just so much stuff on the internet that's fabricated. And even the news, you click on the news and they're fucking lying to your face. So it's really hard to understand what is true and what's not.
Literally.
I don't know where the United States will be in 6 years. I hope the economy starts going up so I can buy some fucking land.
Literally, dude.
That's all I care about right now.
Josh Wilcox said, what would be the best animal for a first hunt?
I guess that depends on where you come from.
Yeah.
If you're in the Midwest, I mean, whitetail, for sure. If you're out west, I would say maybe pronghorn or antelopes. Start small.
Pronghorns are hard as hell to hunt if you're bow hunting.
Did he say bow hunting?
No, I guess not.
Pronghorn, muley, and then, you know, if you're out west, work up to elk.
Elena Pratt 46 said, how do you guys preserve your turkey feathers?
Well, what we did with the fans this year is once you have your turkey, the meat off of your turkey, you'll take the fan off and you'll see a lot of blood and fat, which is red and yellow. My mom always says, red and yellow have got to go. Get it in between each feather groove, pick all that shit out. Some people just, you know, pile through it, do it quick. Some people send it off to a taxidermist and they do it. But after that, you put it in salt and you flatten it. You want to get something hard to set your fan on. And once it's all dried out, then you can put a plaque over it, piece of leather, a picture, and hang it up. And your spurs, I'm making a middle finger with my spurs. It's going to be on a plaque. There's nothing in the spur itself, correct? Like, there's no meat or anything that we need to get out at all.
I don't think so.
So yeah, we've got it clipped to the correct length and we're going to try to figure out how to mold it over. I don't know. I'm sure my mom does, but yeah, little spur finger right there.
The underscore R underscore dub 35 said, most important values you guys believe in and try to muster in the relationship.
I think that goes to what I said earlier. Just keep flirting with each other.
Honesty.
Yes, yeah, staying honest. Communication. I don't know. I feel like that was a very vague. I need to really think about that one. And I don't think I have the capacity to think about that one right now.
It's Joshlyn. Have you gotten all your camo over the years or more recently because it's expensive?
I don't really know how to answer that one because we have been working with Cryptek camo. So I have been getting a lot of new gear that I will be having for years to come. It's been a lot of trial and error, honestly, like growing up what brands that I really like. And there was not a certain brand that I really liked to wear until it came to Girls with Guns camo. I liked it because I'm long and slender. They have button ups. So if you've got long legs or if you've got short legs, you just roll the leg up. And it snaps into place. It's very form-fitting. You don't feel like you're a bulky bubble. The other thing I don't like about Girls with Guns is they're, you know, Second Amendment friendly, but I don't like how they just have snow camo. That was a struggle with me for early season bow.
Yeah. AMH0129 said, favorite memory shared.
Me and you? Yeah. Oh my God, there's so many. There's so many.
It is really hard. Honestly, riding on the back of the truck in Africa the first time. When the sunset was going down and just how happy we were in those videos and didn't even mean to be.
Oh my gosh. Come back to me on that. Okay. There's so many. Like just the other day we were freaking doing, like we were cleaning up leaves in the front yard and burning leaves. And I was just so happy we were burning leaves together. It was so cute. Like us on our house, on our property, taking care of our yard, having a good time, and then sitting by the fire after that, looking at the stars, like, no phone, no nothing. We were just in our own fucking element. I just loved that. And all I could imagine was, like, years down the line, just having little fucking shits run around us.
Yeah, little turkeys.
Little freaking little gobblers.
Alrighty, Autumn underscore Sanders 26 said, what is one of your dream animals that you would wish to hunt in the future?
Muskox.
Muskox. I say muskox, go look it up. Maybe I'll have Abby insert a picture. I want to go to Alaska and shoot a Alaskan muskox. They're very interesting to look at. They're in really extreme cold temperatures, and I think that's something that I want to put myself up to for a challenge in my 30s. I don't know. I don't want to do it now. I don't think that I can do it now. I want to do it later.
Yeah. All right, and this is our last question. Sarah Sands 5 said, tell me about your leaf and smoke journey. I'd love to hear how it helps your mental health.
Okay, guys, stick around for this one because I'll get into this a little depthy. Maybe not even spend 5 minutes talking about this, but the next episode I plan on talking about gardening and mental health and just all the negativity truly that wraps around it. And just somebody always has something to say. My gardening journey. So in high school, I mean, actually growing up, my whole life, my family was completely against it. My family fucking hated it. Like, you know, if you were associated with drugs or marijuana, you were a bad person. You were somebody that needed to be in jail. You didn't have your life or standards correct. I went through my first ever breakup and got super like suicidal and depressy. One of my friends that did smoke, she got me to try it one time, and I was already drinking, so I got pretty crossed. I didn't know or understand what that meant until it happened, and I told myself I would never, ever fucking do it again, and all I could remember going through my mind was my parents being right. Like, people who do drugs and stuff like that is just, that's not the image that you want to have. Let's fast forward to when we move in with each other, and we get the cabin, and I slowly move out of drinking because of my hangovers. And I would just be paralyzed in bed for fucking days. It used to be dark. You can't touch me. I couldn't eat anything. I was losing weight. Honestly, I feel like that's a factor of me losing weight too, is not being able to tolerate much. And I could fucking drink. I could pound beers down. Like, I was shotgunning 9 beers, beating them in shotguns.
Yeah, she did used to beat me in shotguns.
And nowadays, like, drinking, I don't really care for it. It's too much fucking work to feel type of way. So that's why I just prefer weed. 2021, though, Z, little Z, we become friends with little Z.
Yep.
And he's our dwarf friend, by the way. If you say midget, if you call him a midget, we can't be friends.
Yeah.
Don't ever talk to my son or discriminate him like that ever again.
Word, that's some beef right there. Better back down.
He has it medically prescribed to him. And that's when I started. We was literally a rainy day. We were sitting in a cabin, all of us. And they were like, you know, the best time to really try it is if you do it now. If you're with like a couple people and it's a vibe. And that's when it started for me. Okay, my camera is actually about to die. So come back for our next episode to go into depth with more questions in my journey with gardening. I'd love to talk about it. Ask me some questions. I will definitely talk about it on the podcast. But for now, before my camera freaking dies, make sure you like, subscribe, drop a review, drop a comment. If you're enjoying this podcast, let me know. It's definitely not been the easiest thing, and sometimes I feel like I'm in a pit. Like, we've had to re-record this twice, and yesterday we sat down and recorded an episode, and I just got pissed off, and I blew up. Austin calmed me down, but it almost broke out a fight between Austin and I, so it's just not easy, you know? It's a lot when you got, you know, other things going on in life. But.
And just remember, if you're ever questioning your relationship, sit down with your significant other. Do not just
talk.
Go out and, don't go out and cheat or do anything. Talk to them.
I know
one thing is you're going to break their dadgum heart. I love my Bob Tater.
That was really particular, though. Don't cheat.
Sorry.
Just stay committed. Be there for your person. What the fuck was that about?
I don't know.
Cheat?
I don't know. We were talking about your ex and stuff earlier.
That's very true. Don't be my ex. Don't be Austin's ex either.
Word. Love you guys.
All right. That's all we have time for today, guys. I will see you later, and I love you. Goodbye.
Ozzy out.